Hi guys, and welcome back to the first Miara Celebrity Q&A podcast. Today we have Karina, and she is my mom, and I invited her in to talk a little about herself because she does a live stream every day in the morning. So,
what's up?
Okay, so.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes. So, let's get to the Q&A.
The qua?
The qua, yes. Q&A, okay. What's a crazy fact about you?
A crazy fact about me is that I just, like a week ago, launched my first Alexa skill. So, I can go in the basement and have a talking hockey puck say my live stream, which I think is pretty exciting.
It's pretty weird. You phrase it. Oh, and talking hockey puck starts to go up. Okay, so another question I have is, what motivates you to get up and do these live streams every morning?
So I used to spend like my weekends working with teenagers in the model and talent industry. And I have like a big, huge heart for teenagers. And I know that their life is not easy. And I know a lot of people don't have a lot of positive voices that go on. And so my thought is just, if I'm that one really obnoxious hyper person that has something positive to say in the morning, like it's worth me waking up a few extra minutes early and putting it out there. And then every once in a while I get like amazing messages of somebody saying, hey, that really meant something to me, or this is what I'm going through. And so it makes it really easy to just wake up and go down there and be a little ridiculous in my basement.
Ridiculous. Okay. So what are you talking about in your live streams?
A little bit of anything. Right now we're focused on the Think and Grow Rich series, but pretty much anything motivational or inspirational. If there's something really important that comes up in my life or in like in the news or something locally, anything that's applicable, but the point is to make it inspiring, or like, how can we make this good? How can we actually be practical in changing how we attack the day?
What do you like about doing your live streams?
It's super easy. Technology has made things super easy. When I grew up, I wanted to be a model, and the idea of being an actor was so crazy because you'd have to go and find an agent, and you'd have to have somebody else that wanted to produce a show for you. And now you can literally, on your smartphone, push a button and produce a show or a podcast. It's super simple.
Okay, so on that related note, what positive things do you get out of doing that?
Out of my live stream?
Yes.
The feedback. It is insane how just having one person message me and say, wow, that message hit home, or when somebody questions me, like I had one person that said, like, how can you tell everybody you love them every day? And like, I got into a really cool conversation with that person about like how I can genuinely care about people, even if they're not awesome. Like, they probably have a reason to not be awesome. I can love them anyway. And so it's just like a really cool way to connect with people that otherwise social media would be kind of surface level.
So why would you recommend other people to do this, like go out, get up in the morning and do a live stream?
The world is really noisy, and so it's easy to get lost in the shuffle. So if you post once a month because you think you see something clever, people don't really connect with you. But if you show up every day, like it's like anything, when you show up, people know that you care. So even if you live stream and you feel like a dork, like I'm not cool, I'm not fancy. You know me, I'm just a big dork, but it's like people know that they can count on me being there. And the weird thing is not that everybody shows up every day or I have a million views or people comment, but I run into so many people who watched the live stream and they'll tell me about something that happened and I will think, you've never watched my live stream. And I realize they actually have. They've actually been there. And it's just crazy to think that even if it's not huge. And the other thing somebody pointed out to me, which I thought was really neat. It's easy to look at your number of views and say, that that's not really enough views. But somebody pointed out, like I said, that 30 views is like speaking to a classroom, or 100 views is like a small auditorium. So instead of looking at your numbers on social media and saying, oh, only 30 people watched me, I could think, wow, I didn't have to travel to a classroom to speak to kids.
Oh, yeah, I guess. That I would think 30 is a big classroom, but... another information that you could tell is, what app do you do your live stream on?
Oh, I am a Facebook addict. So I do it on Facebook, and when I first started live streaming, I did it on Periscope because I didn't know anybody, and it was easier to try to practice on places that nobody knew me. And going on Facebook was super scary because it was my friends and my family, and I was afraid people would make fun of me or like think it was awkward. And now they've all kind of gotten used to it. So Facebook is where I live stream, and then I download my audio file to put it on the Alexa skill.
Why were you inspired? You kind of already answered, but how were you inspired to do this?
When I found out about live streaming, I just thought it sounded really cool. Like, I'm kind of a geek when it comes to new technology. So I got on Periscope, and I actually joined Perry Girls, which was a group of people led by Joanne Pham. And she was sort of like small groups where we each, like, it'd be a group of like five of us, and we all had to live stream every day on Periscope, and we had to watch each other's, and we had to encourage each other. And so it was like we'd do it like a few weeks at a time, and then we'd meet new people and interact with them. And so it was like a really cool training ground. So when I went to Facebook with live stream, it wasn't out of the blue. Like, I had a lot of experience and practice because of this neat little like training ground. And the cool thing is, when we went to Summit Live, the Perry Girls were there. So all these people I'd only connected with online that were like these like pseudo celebrity friends of mine, they were like real and in person. It was super cool to get to meet them.
Mm-hmm. So to you, why is it important that you live stream every day?
Because it's every day, bro. No.
With the Disney Channel, though.
Yeah, except for Disney Channel is not a part of it. Because commitment is everything. Commitment means, like, I'm here for you. Some days I suck. Sometimes are good. When I talk about motivation and inspiration, I think it's really important to tell people that, like, poop happens. You know, like, not every day is good. Not every day is bad. Okay, here's the funny thing. Amia's pointing out to me the notepad she has questions on, and it's great big poop emojis, just so you know, because you can't see it, so you should know it. But there's a commitment to, like, life is a roller coaster, and if I only show up once a week or twice a week, then everybody knows it's the highlight reel. You know, it's like Instagram is people's highlight reel. Like, here's all the good things. But I want to show up day after day, and sometimes I talk about the stuff that sucks. Like, hey, here's poopy stuff that happened. But we should still go on. So, hence the reason I try every once in a while. You know, it's ponytail day. And I miss. Hashtag mom jokes.
What is your favorite book and why do you like it?
My favorite book is the Bible because it is the most honest, inspirational story of love and forgiveness and compassion and hope and reality that is possible. But aside from the easy, cheesy answer, my next favorite book is Think and Grow Rich, because Think and Grow Rich is amazing. And I've had Mia fall asleep to it at least 75 times. And then after that, The Celestine Prophecy.
So what is your book you would recommend to people and why?
The Places We Will Go by Dr. Seuss.
Oh, yes.
It depends on the person. Like, I really like to know somebody before. Yes?
Like, just a good book in general to teach somebody more about what you do, like how you live stream and what through all the apps.
Oh, well, it's hard to keep up with all the apps. If you want to learn about the apps, then you got to go to, like, a podcast or something. Because Brian Fanzo's FOMO podcast, because his podcast is FOMO. FOMO is fear of missing out. And so he talks about, like, keeping up with the day-to-day. But I don't think there's any books that can come out fast enough to, or watch Gary Vaynerchuk. He cusses a lot, though.
What apps are you on?
And all of them.
Well, what apps are you on, and the ones where you can name your name on them so they can go follow you?
Oh.
And why do you like those apps? Why are you on those apps?
Okay, I'm on Facebook because I'm old, and old people go on Facebook, and I'm Karina Steer. You can follow me on there. You can friend request me. If I don't know you, I'm not going to accept you, but you can still follow and see pretty much everything. I'm on Instagram as Coach Casey Renee and as Karina Steer. One's personal, one's obnoxious pictures. I'm on Snapchat.
Why do you like Insta?
Oh, why do I like Instagram? Because Instagram's fantastic. Instagram's like the fastest growing how you connect with people. It's pictures. It's good for people with ADD. And it has the Snapchat function of it, the stories. I love Snapchat. I'm on Snapchat. I like Snapchat because it's just quick and responsive, and you can message anybody and get quick responses. And I think I'm Karina Steer on there. I am on... Wait a minute. Can I do this? Can I cheat?
Yeah, she can totally cheat.
Okay. This is Karina opening up her phone to go to her wall of things. Okay. LinkedIn, I'm Karina Steer. I like LinkedIn because it's professional. I have like 6,000 contacts. Twitter. I'm on Twitter as Coach Casey Renee and as Karina Steer. Two different profiles. Twitter's fantastic for connecting with people in the professional realm because it's super quick and easy to respond. I'm on Pinterest because I'm not at all talented in looking at things people are talented at are wonderful. I'm on Tumblr. I think Coach Casey Renee, which is not... What?
What is it called?
Tinder. When I mentioned Tumblr earlier, my daughter had a panic attack thinking I was on Tinder. But no, I am married and there's no Tinder on my phone. I am on Busker and Periscope and LiveMe and BeLive and MeVe and YouNow, which are all live streaming apps because I'm addicted to them. Probably as Coach Casey Renee. Can't entirely tell you the truth on that one. And
are you on YouTube?
Apps. Oh, I'm on YouTube. I think my YouTube channel is You Got This. You can still look it up under Karina Steer. And most recently on Vero and, as of today, OVO. Except for the fact that that's nasty and there's some bad stuff because they haven't figured out how to keep it clean yet.
And you report them.
Yes, I saw some nasty stuff on that today.
Okay, well, last question just to... make a little funny question. Do you know any good jokes?
Really?
Oh,
that
really?
Is so much fantastic.
So you want to tell us a couple of your jokes?
Yes.
I heard you're a very good joke teller.
Ooh, wow. I just got a vote of confidence from my child about telling jokes. What smells bad has four wheels and flies? A garbage truck.
Oh! Another one.
So this morning, can I tell the egg thing?
Sure.
Da, 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 da. The beautiful thing about podcasts, the honest conversations. This morning there was, we were all getting ready and Mia's daddy had made eggs for breakfast. And there was a question about why the house smelled like farts. What did he say? I can't even remember. Oh, is that if somebody tooted, they should at least say, excuse me. And that was our humorous pun of the day. I could go on forever.
Exactly. Exactly.
Thank you for the education.
Let me do it, you cheesy people. That doesn't work. Two eggy people.
Yes.
We are very eggy. And last joke of the day.
Do I get one last joke of the day?
Yes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dwayne.
Dwayne who?
Dwayne, the bathtub. I'm drowning.
Okay, well, I think that sums it up for...
the very first...
and hopefully not last Miara Celebrity Q&A.